It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Barracuda fall here tonight by a score of 3-0, their first shutout loss at home. They are now just 2-3-1 during this seven-game homestand. They will close it out tomorrow afternoon against the Ontario Reign. And for the Reign, they've won three straight. All have been shutout wins. They've outscored their opponents during the stretch 13-0 as the veteran goaltender David Rittich makes it back-to-back shutout wins, his third shutout of the season. And Rittich improves on the year to 6-3-2. The losing goaltender, Etu Makaniemi. Makaniemi was a bright spot in the game. He made some real timely saves, but the Barracuda give him no run support. His record falls to 0-2 on the year, 0-2 lifetime against the Reign. Ontario improves to 10-4, 1-1 on the season. The Barracuda are now 4-7-4 on the campaign and 3-5-3 on home ice. Let's recap this one. The Reign had three power play opportunities in the opening 20 minutes of play, and they held the Barracuda to just four shots on net. It was Ontario who had the first opportunity to open up the scoring, but Makaniemi would make a brilliant stop in tight on Tyler Madden to keep the game scoreless. Fish free by the Reign. Banked up to the point. Pennelly. Now Connaughton near dot. Chromiak in front. Shot on target. Good stop. Makaniemi. Point blank look there from Madden. Tyler Madden, who was a real thorn in the Barracuda side last year at six goals, turned aside by Makaniemi. That came right at the tail end of Ontario's first power play of the game. The Reign would have another opportunity in the first period, this time a partial breakaway for Andre Lee, but again, Makaniemi there to make the save. Of the ice, Gavanke will hand off Mukhamudulin, tried to seam a pass for Castles, couldn't get it through, and now Lee has the puck. He works his way into the forehand. What a right pad stop by Makaniemi. Back to the top, Wiley loads up. Castles got the shooting lane. Great stop by Makaniemi. He was sharp really from the jump tonight. Just didn't get any run support. And the Reign would break through on the power play. Their second power play of the first period. Delay of game over the glass at 11:34 against Henry Thrun. And 26 seconds into the man advantage, the Reign would take a 1-0 lead. That goal would turn out to be the game winner, Sam Fagimo. Five goals in his last three games, extends his point streak to five straight games, his sixth of the season from Akil Thomas and Alex Turcotte. That got things started in period number one. Again, it would turn out to be the game winner. Time of that goal on the power play at 11:50. To the puck, Rittich's going to come way out of his net above the near dot and swipe it out of the reach of Bailey. Now the Reign threatening. One-timer off the post, and if Fagimo buries it, and he's got points now in all five games since being claimed off waivers by the LA Kings. Sam Fagimo stays hot. Time of the goal at 11:50, and the Reign would take that 1-0 lead into the intermission. Ontario had the only three power play opportunities in the opening 20 minutes of play. So we'd go to the second, and the Barracuda had a pushback in that second period. They'd outshoot the Reign 15-8 in the frame. They'd go on to the only power play 29 seconds in as Akil Thomas was called for tripping. Unfortunately, they could not spell David Rittich. Rittich would make all 15 saves in the frame, so we go to the third still with Ontario up by a score of 1-0. The Reign would get a big, big insurance goal just 24 seconds into the third period, and that almost took the sails out of out of the sails of the Barracuda, who all of a sudden were playing behind by two in a night that offense was far and few between for those in a white sweater. So Alex Turcotte would deflect a Brent Clark shot from the right half wall past Makaniemi. For Turcotte, his fourth of the season. Couple of points for Turcotte tonight, a goal and an assist. He extended Ontario's lead. The Barracuda then later in the frame would be called for two high sticking penalties on the same shift at 6:59. Bortolo and Peterson called for high sticking. Barracuda did an outstanding job on the penalty kill to kill that off. And the Rand would seal the victory, though, with the empty net. Tynan is second of the year from Ward and Fagimbo. So Fagimbo finishes his night with a couple of points, as does Ward, as does Turcotte in route to the win. So for the Rand, they have won three straight via the shutout. They improved to 10-4, 1-1, as we mentioned. Barracuda now fall to 4-7-4. These two teams will run it back early tomorrow. It's a 2 o'clock puck drop, so a quick turnaround. And the Barracuda have been a much, much better team. There's no question about it. In the second game of back-to-backs, we'll hope that trend continues as they will get another crack at Marco Sturm's Ontario ring. Final shots tonight, 32-23 in favor of San Jose. But again, David Rittich picks up the shutout win, his 10th career AHL shutout, his third of the season, fourth as a team for Ontario. Three stars. Number three star, Sam Fagimbo, gets the game-winning goal, does Fagimbo. Had an assist, a +1 rating, and three shots on net. That was tied for the team lead in that department. He is the number three star. Number two star is David Rittich. Rittich finishes the shutout victory with 31 stops. He's the number two star. And Alex Turcotte is the number one star. Turcotte finished with a goal and an assist. He is the number one star. Turcotte maybe coming out a little bit this year in terms of a breakout season for the former top five pick of the LA Kings. Rittich picks up the win. Second straight shutout for him. Third of the season. He's 6-3-2. Losing goaltender Etu Makaniemi. He is 0-2 on the year. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 18 minutes, 1,045 sod here at TechCU Arena. We'd like to remind folks that we are back on the air tomorrow, 1:30, while pregame coverage starting. You can listen live at sjbarracuda.com/listen. Of course, through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, and you can watch every game on ahltv.com. Barracuda will look to turn quickly back around, change the page, and try to follow up what was a disappointing night. Follow it up with a weekend split tomorrow. They'll have another crack at the Ontario Reign. Tonight's final score, the Ontario Reign 3, the Barracuda nothing. Until tomorrow afternoon, I'm Nick Nolenberger, thanking you for listening and watching, and saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.
Today, I have it on my homeland.